Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Microsoft gets a hard judgment.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. $1.52 billion. That's how much a federal judge is ordering Microsoft to fork over to Alcatel-Lucent. The court ruled that Windows Media had infringed on two patents for its MP3 player, patents belonging to Lucent. Ripples from this ruling could spread far beyond Microsoft. Apple's iPod and services through Yahoo, just some of the other companies which use the same MP3 technology. This dollar amount is one of the largest in a patent case. Microsoft plans an appeal. Boeing is about to lose a $3 billion order from the Russian state-controlled airline Aeroflot. President Putin has blocked the deal. He's ordering the airline to buy Airbus planes instead. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Aeroflot had placed a preliminary order for 22 of Boeing's forthcoming 787 Dreamliner jets, but the Kremlin now wants the airline to buy the planned Airbus A350. This appears to be mainly about America. Relations between the U.S. and Russia have worsened. This week, Putin accused the U.S. of overstepping its borders in every way. What's more, says Nick Redman of the Economist Intelligence Unit, Putin is miffed that the U.S. hasn't done more to clear the way for Russia's membership of the World Trade Organization.
The United States not yet having rewarded Russia, I don't think Putin feels any need to reward the United States in the form of Boeing by giving this contract.
Boeing's loss will be Airbus's gain. The European company could certainly use some help. Today, the French and German leaders meet to try to restart Airbus's stalled restructuring program. 10,000 jobs across the company could go. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Rising oil prices probably had a dampening effect on the market yesterday, although not the Nasdaq. The Dow tumbled 52 points to 12,686. The Nasdaq added 6 points to 2524. The S&P slipped a point. It's at 1456. And today in Tokyo, the Nikkei moved ahead 79 points. Speaking of oil, the price has moved above $61, which is a 7-week high. The unexpected drop in U.S. fuel inventories was a contributing factor. Right now, U.S. crude hovering around $61.28 a barrel. British oil giant BP takes the wrap off the nation's first green certified gas station in Los Angeles today. However, despite the solar panels and the low energy lighting, the product remains the same, planet warming fossil fuels. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton has a story.
BP says its green gas station is a living laboratory aimed at giving consumers what it calls a little better experience at the pump. The Helios House, as it's called, is equipped with 90 solar panels, and the pumps show videos offering tips for greener living. Environment California's Bernadette Del Chiaro says that's hardly a roadmap for moving the world beyond petroleum.
Basically, what they're doing is putting green window dressing on an extremely dirty and dangerous product.
She says even though BP has greened its image by becoming the world's largest solar panel manufacturer, its bread and butter is still the carbon-based fuels blamed for global warming. But green building consultant Charles Lockwood says it's hard to criticize BP for selling what consumers need.
This is a reflection of the society and the economy we live in. And until we're ready to change that, we're going to need gas stations.
He says in the meantime, the pumps at those gas stations might as well be solar-powered. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
The workers who make Harley's Fat Boy cruisers and Roe King touring motorcycles are back on the job. Union members approved a contract which ends a 3-week strike against Harley-Davidson. The agreement keeps health benefits and gives workers a 12% raise over 3 years. Analysts say the deal may preserve Harley's 13 consecutive years of profit growth. Shares in Harley-Davidson have gained 34% in the past 12 months. They trade under the ticker HOG.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years, with a commitment to provide objective financial advice. And by the NASD Investor Education Foundation, helping inform today's investor. Online at nasdfoundation.org.
This Sunday, the world will be watching to see who walks away with the Oscar gold. But what about the Oscar green? You know, all the money that will be made that's directly and indirectly tied to the Academy Awards. Mike Spire is a managing editor for the Daily Variety. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
How much does it cost the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to put on the Oscars?
The figure is a public figure. ABC gives the Academy about $50 million, anywhere between $50 and $55 million, to just go, be free, do what you want to do. Putting on the Oscar show can be anywhere. The range has been from about $8 or $10 million to about $20 million. So basically, they get a very, very hefty chunk of change, and they get to put on the show with that money, but they also get to, you know, line their coffers with it as well.
We often hear complaints about how long the show is and, you know, the struggle to hold viewers. How lucrative is this telecast for ABC?
The fact that they've had it forever, they pay $55 million and they let it go on. I mean, everything points to the fact that it's a very, very lucrative show. It's always in the top five in the ratings, and top three in ratings every year. It's a big deal.
So how is it that CBS, HBO, nobody else ever gets to telecast this? Is this some sweetheart deal between ABC and the Academy?
It's a contract. Unlike the Emmys, and the Emmys have to be nice to everybody because they're a TV show that covers TV. So they don't want to go with one particular network because it looks like favoritism. This is just the movie business contracting and the Academy contracting with the network, and they've had ABC for a long time.
Okay, those bags with the expense of tchotchkes, they're no longer tax deductible. Are they still handing them out?
They're not giving the presenters what we've all found out a couple of years ago is what they were getting, like trips to Italy and TiVo boxes and things like that. That is not happening anymore. That doesn't mean that they're not taking care of their presenters when they come in from around the world. And if you're Nicolas Cage and you're presenting an Oscar to the best actress or whatever, you're going to be put up nicely. You're going to be given...
You're going to get something more than chocolate on your pillow.
Of course. You're going to be given something, but you're not going to get those boxes which appealed to everyone. I mean, gift bags in general aren't going away. These particular ones are going away. They still are going to have some gift suites, which over recent years has come into effect as being a very strange but popular thing, which is the weekend before the Oscars, people can go to hotel rooms and say, I'd like those and those and those. They're not as many, but they still have them. So they will keep inching.
It's a nice perk.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.